The Late Lunch with Blackstone Motors, the Renault Selection used car event, is now on. If you want to save thousands, check out this month's offers, including low APR finance, 2 years warranty, and roadside assistance. Terms and conditions apply.
You're very welcome to Wednesday afternoon's Late Lunch on LMFM Radio. They've arrived. Yes, they've touched down in Ireland. Are they the first swallows have been spotted this very morning? A little group of them. Have you seen any swallows or visitors from Africa in your area over the last few days? Or is that the first sighting that I'm reporting today on the 3rd of April? We're going to talk more about this a little bit later on in the show. But if you spotted swallows, there may be martins as well, house sand martins, whatever. They're all in the one family of birds arriving in, starting to arrive at this time from Africa. Do let us know. We love to hear from you, especially across the northeast, Louth and Meath. Have you spotted them? Let us know. 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. If you want to call us, it's 1850 715 958. We love to hear from you. Now we're starting with a real good news story this afternoon involving a young woman from County Meath. She's a research student at DCU and she's designed a groundbreaking home programme for rare lung disease patients, which is the first of its kind in Europe. Ciara McCormack has just returned from Berlin, where a protocol received huge acclaim at an international conference on pulmonary hypertension, and she's on the line with me. Hello, Ciara.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking a call today. Well, congratulations to you. This is a huge acknowledgement for you. Will you tell our listeners first, what is pulmonary hypertension?
Well, Jerry, I suppose the name, when people hear hypertension, they automatically think, oh, high blood pressure. But actually, pulmonary hypertension, it's a severe and rare lung condition and basically affects the arteries that bring the blood from the heart to the lungs. And there's an increased pressure between the heart and lungs, which cause right heart disease. So a little complex, a bit more than just your normal blood pressure, but it's pulmonary hypertension. So it affects both the heart and the lungs.
How many people typically in Ireland at the moment would be living with this, do you know?
So as it's quite a rare disease, it's in its kind of initial stages of being acknowledged. And I suppose in Ireland, there's only about 250 on the registers. But what we feel is that a lot of this, there could be a lot more as it goes quite undiagnosed, because it's quite a complex disease.
How does it happen? Does it come about? Is it age limited? Can you get it at a young age? Is it a disease of middle age or older age? What?
So there's five different classes of how you might have pulmonary hypertension. And I suppose the main ones are, it can be from if you've had left heart disease, so any cardiovascular disease, you may develop pulmonary hypertension. If you have something like lung disease, like COPD, a lot of patients then go on to develop pulmonary hypertension. It can also be due to idiopathic. And what that means is there's just no cause for it. Unfortunately, the individual just progresses and develops pulmonary hypertension.
And this can happen at any age, you're saying. And what are the symptoms?
So someone might present is their day-to-day living may be a bit limited by dizzy spells. They would have shortness of breath, even just simple things of maybe bending down to tie the shoelace. This may induce a shortness of breath. They may feel fatigue, and a lot of it they would have swelling in the lower limbs and chest pain. So something similar that you might see in someone with lung disease or heart disease as well. So quite similar symptoms.
Come back to the heart, because you make distinction between left and right, and obviously the link here you're talking about is between the lungs and the right heart. What happens to the heart with this?
So the heart, the right heart is affected by this, Jerry, and what usually happens is the right heart becomes enlarged. So it's bigger than your normal size and your healthy size heart, and this causes an increased pressure which develops and has complications with it.
Now, you have come up with something unique and special, and it's been acknowledged now on a European scale. Tell us what you've come to and what you're proposing to develop from here.
So in Ireland, we currently have, we do not provide any sort of rehabilitation for pulmonary hypertension patients. So unlike maybe if you had cardiovascular disease, you might go on to cardiac rehab. But in Ireland, we have nothing for our PH patients. So across the board until recently, exercise was not part of their therapy, as it was seen that it may be quite dangerous for these patients, as it might cause a sudden heart attack. But actually, in recent years, research has developed, and in Heidelberg in Germany, they've carried out an intense program of exercise rehabilitation for pulmonary hypertension patients, and they've seen it's been very successful. So, unfortunately, in Ireland, we're not quite similar to Germany, as in that we do not have the same healthcare system that can offer a lovely 3-week in-house stay to provide this program to patients. So I have travelled to Germany and to see what they do over there, came back to Ireland and developed a model of a pulmonary hypertension home program that will fit into the Irish healthcare system. So I want to reduce the 3-week in-stay because we don't have the facilities to offer that. So I've come up with a way to kind of mimic the burden of that by developing over a 3-week period, I would see them for 1 day per week and provide education and training around exercise, lifestyle, behaviour changes, educating the patient on their disease and really giving them that self-empowerment so that they feel confident and ready to exercise when I send them home with a home week or a 12-week home-based exercise programme.
Well done, you. You've customised and adapted and made something specially for patients here in Ireland. And it's proven, when people go onto this programme from the German model and that as well, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Huge difference. Like, I suppose anyone that suffers from a chronic disease, one thing that is hugely impacted is their quality of life. And for me, this programme really, and in Germany, what has been shown that it can have significant improvements in the person's quality of life. For someone to be able to bend down and tie their lace, do the simple daily activities without getting those symptoms of breathlessness is massive. And this program has shown that after a couple of weeks of training, improvements in their quality of life, their exercise capacity, so that meaning that they can walk a little further, even whether it be to the shops or more, and improvement in their functional capacity. So overall, across the board, in every aspect of their health, it can have significant improvements.
So you are now moving this on here back home in Ireland. Just tell us a bit about yourself. What's your status as regards your studies and college at the moment?
Yeah, so I am a clinical exercise physiologist and I studied sports science and health in DCU. And that was my undergraduate degree. And then I went on to get offered a master's scholarship in the area of cardiac rehabilitation, and now I am currently following on to finish with a PhD. So my area is clinical exercise physiology, specifically in the area of chronic disease rehabilitation.
Terrific. it's fantastic. It really is. And we follow your progress from your start as an undergraduate and you're moving on. And what another fantastic qualification you're going to have. A lot of people like this, and we've been looking at the reaction to it. Obviously, as well, when somebody's backing you to the tune of €100,000, you've hit on something.
Yes, well, that's it. So I've successfully received funding. As like anything, it needs money to get going. So we have received funding from a pharmaceutical company, Actelion, which specialise in the area of PH. So they specialise in rare diseases, and PH is one of them. Unfortunately, everyone with PH will need to be on some sort of medication. So the exercise therapy is to, you know, in combination with medical therapy, and they have nicely granted us some funding to carry out this important research.
So you hope to get up and running quite soon?
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a long process, I suppose. It takes time to get things going, and we've just received ethical approval from both DCU and the Mater Hospital. So we're hoping to start now recruiting and getting the word out within the next 8 weeks. All going well.
It's a frightening situation to find yourself in life when you have this condition. And you mentioned a simple task that we take for granted. We tie our shoelaces. Any little movement or exercise leaving you breathless. When you take something like you have here now and give that to somebody, it is effectively like a new lease of life, isn't it?
It is. And it's, I suppose, for these patients in particular, there's nothing out there at the moment for them, and they are all on medication treatment. So this is just something that can give them that little bit extra to help improve the quality of life. And we all know that exercise for anyone is so beneficial across the board, your mood, your physical function, everything. So again, these patients are no different to anyone else. So exercise can only improve and make a difference in their life.
The you said yourself earlier, there are several hundred patients known who live with pulmonary hypertension at the moment, and there are more, I'm sure there are, that are out there. The unit in the Mater Hospital, run by Sean, Professor Sean Gain there, is it from there you'll receive the referrals? Is that the way it's going to work?
Yeah, so I'll work, me and Sean and his team have worked closely together, and what we will do is, it's similar to something like cardiac rehab where you get referral from your unit, that will be the same. So I will attend clinic and screen potential participants for the study, and then we'll invite them to come along to engage in the study if they wish. But yeah, they'll all, because it's the only PH unit in Ireland, and it's the only place you can go to actually get diagnosed properly from it, we will take patients from there and bring them onto the programme. They may be from all over Ireland, but that's where their base is in the Mater Hospital in Dublin.
Okay, let me read this lovely message we've got. Hi, Jerry and Louise. Delighted to hear Ciara on your show. I had a massive heart attack in December 2017, but I'm doing great now. I've been part of Ciara's cardio exercise programme. I did the 7-week course and just started a second course. She is some young woman for one woman. Well done, Ciara, for all your achievements. Thank you for helping me on my recovery journey. Fondest regards. That comes in from Claire in Navan. I take it you know who that is.
Sending us. I do. Yeah, I actually, on top of the PhD, I do a bit more. So I've just started up phase 4 cardiac rehab classes in Navan. And so I get referrals from either phase 3 in Navan Hospital from Daisy, which everyone who has gone through will know her very well, or a GP referral. So I'm also qualified as a cardiac rehab instructor. So what I do is, after they've gone through in-house rehab, they come out into community. And often what they find is, when they're out on their own, they maybe don't feel as safe to exercise, or they fall maybe back into old habits. So I've devised a program and run a program in Navan for anyone who has had some sort of cardiovascular disease to come along to exercise in a safe and a friendly environment.
I have to say, it's wonderful, because I can speak from experience. I went through that programme myself about 11 years ago, and I know how beneficial it is in the aftermath of an incident like that. And that's a lovely comment there. Thank you, Claire, for that lovely comment to us this afternoon. You're a Navan woman, yes?
I am indeed, yeah.
And where did you go to school in Navan?
So primary school was St. Anne's, and secondary school was Loretto.
And was this always on your mind, this field that you're excelling in now?
Well, it's a long story, but yeah, I've always had an interest, I suppose, in helping people. I just maybe didn't know in what form. And I suppose I started off in something totally different within the first few weeks of college, which was common entry science, and I knew this was not the role for me. So I successfully talked my way into getting a place in sports science and health. And I suppose over the years in DCU, I developed a keen interest in exercise as treatment and it to help improve people's quality of life. And I suppose I used to work in Navan Hospital myself during my college terms, and it used to bug me so much to see everyone lying in the bed, and I used to want to take them out walking and moving and exercising. So I think from that, all my experiences through the years and just knowing the impact, getting people moving and introducing some sort of activity into their life, whether they have a chronic disease or not, how beneficial and how it can improve their overall life is, yeah, it's really important to me. And I suppose I'm just following that passion.
I could see how you could talk your way in anyway.
That's for sure.
One other thing I want to talk to you about for a moment before we finish up. You also were involved, you're such a busy girl, I have to say, giving talks to senior citizens about healthy living.
Yeah, so I often, as I said, I like to talk, so I like to get the word out there. I've given many presentations and workshops to older adults, and in particular active retirement groups. So whether it be a call from them themselves, or I've done some work with Healthy Ireland to promote a healthy lifestyle. So you go around giving my famous talk of age well, age healthy. So it's a combination of presentation, you know, on lifestyle for as we age, and then a little bit of crack at the end with some chair-based exercise classes. So I do that as well. And yeah, I was then in Dunchocklin recently with the active retirement group down there, and over in Nobber as well, which was great fun.
It's very important as well to emphasise again that exercising right through life is just so important, isn't it?
Huge, and I think people disregard how important it is. I know even Claire will allude to this if she's still listening. Like, just you're even able to walk, you know, feeling all together is what they say in the program. I feel all together now. You know, they're able to, their mobility is improvement, their functional improvement, and their balance, which I suppose is huge as we get older, because your increased risk of falls, and as we age, you know, unfortunately, we lose muscle mass and our ability to move as well. So exercise can help maintain that and also help it progressing at a rapid rate. So again, this has knock-on effects of increasing a person's independence and keeping it for longer, so that they're not restricted or need home help and they're able to get up off the chair. And exercise can have so many benefits for them. So it's so important that we keep exercising all the way through life.
That word independence for as long as possible in your life is just crucial. And I think the equation says exercise equals independence. And just to keep that in mind as well. Look, you're brilliant. And what you've achieved and the backing you're getting and the accolades you're receiving at the moment for what you're doing, bringing something unique to Ireland and developing it for a population of people that this means so much to. I think it's wonderful, wonderful. And I wanted to just catch up with you today and say well done to you.
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you giving the opportunity to come on the show as well.
Not at all, Ciara. And we'll talk again, I'm sure, down the road, because I love talkers like you.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Ciara. Thank you for joining me on the show. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wouldn't it do your heart good when you reflect at times on all the negative news and the trouble we have in all our communities in Ireland, and we wake up every day to bad news, and there is a young woman who's just a shining example, and she's just one of many, many shining examples of young people who are simply brilliant and that we're producing in this country and who are making a real difference to life in the country. That raises my spirits, lifts my heart. And I say again, well done, Ciara McCormack. Congratulations on a wonderful achievement. Isn't she fantastic? I'm in great spirits. It set me on the right path for the rest of the day. Stay with us on Late Lunch.